This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's all about what's relevant to you. The DJV Show. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, the D in DJV. Jennifer Horn, the J. And Victoria Keelan is the V. Kara Schillen, not a Johnny come lately or lightly. She is in charge of our technical operations at the studio, our main studio in Washington. We're working on trying to present a full and sort of unqualified overview of what's going on in the world. From our point of view, most of the time if you listen to our conversations, even if the conversation begins seriously, it doesn't usually end up that way. Hard, however, to come up with a spin other than the Dennis Rodman connection to Kim Jong-un that is anything other than serious. The North Koreans think that the president has declared war on them, and so it goes, and one wonders about these fake evacuation alerts. Victoria, some Americans in South Korea have been, according to some of the fake news, fake alerts, you better get out of South Korea, you better come back to America.
That must be scary. Et cetera.
Well, yeah, I would think it would be, yeah, I suppose. In a manner of speaking, there are a lot of Americans
working. It's not far-fetched.
Living. No, but apparently the things that some Americans got over the weekend were fake. There was a NEO. What's a NEO? Is some kind of it's called non-combatant evacuation operation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were quickly found out. But one would wonder where it started. I guess that would be my 28,000.
They're still investigating that.
Men and women who are service members that are stationed in South Korea. And then there are probably twice that many people, Americans, working there because there are a lot of businesses in America, they have offices. South Korea is a good economy. A lot of American companies want to do business there. And vice versa. The South Koreans love doing business in America. A lot of people buy their products. Are you conscious? Do we think that everything that's made in Asia is made in China? Do you think that that is a...
Well, there was a big controversy that the stuff, a lot of the stuff that's stamped with made in China was actually made in North Korea. And that was why part of the sanctions that have been implemented in the last couple of months have been going after China for honesty in what they're producing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the honesty. Is that a word that comes
really,
when you think about China? Do you think about honesty? I don't know that I put the two of them together much.
I hope that that's going to be a new word we can associate with them.
Yeah, it would be nice. Yeah, it would be. All right, so there's that. What do we think about the fact that Barack Obama says that he called Mark Zuckerberg? It's an interesting reality.
I saw that.
Did you see that? That he warned him that the... And somehow, apparently, this has got to be inside information, right? This has got to be info that comes from the government. From CIA
or from someone
sources.
At Facebook.
Well, is that the case? Barack Obama, a year ago at this time, called up Zuckerberg and warned him that fake news about the election had been spread on Facebook. Zuckerberg acknowledged the threat of fake news and political information, disinformation, but he said the messages were not widespread. I'm thinking that we are learning that that wasn't the case, right? Isn't that what we've learned this week?
That I think Obama also warned him about Russians buying ads, too. I think there was Russians buying stuff on the back end of Facebook. I think that's where the warning came. I think that was the whole
thing. What does that tell you about big business, its connection to the government? Zuckerberg was an Obama fan. They obviously knew each other. So What does that tell you about privilege, about use of government information? Was that appropriate, inappropriate? Was it important for him to do that?
Do we know when this happened?
A year ago this time.
Because it makes me laugh that all these stories are coming out when the impression that was given by the administration is they were shocked that somehow Russia meddled in the election, yet still evidence, according to intelligence, the intelligence community, Obama was notified himself personally in August about these Russian attempts. It's just, there's so much of a lack of transparency in the government. And
all sides of it, right?
Lies. We didn't know Russia was going to meddle in the election. Well, okay, then you're calling Mark Zuckerberg. You knew about it in August. Why didn't you try to say something at that time?
And there's no answer to that because
I think we don't know exactly what was known. I mean, if he said, I think all he said to Zuckerberg was to take it seriously. I think that was the quote. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's been known that China. I mean, the president doesn't even stay at the Waldorf anymore in New York because China bought it. So that tells you right there that that's every country is spying on everybody. So I think that it's
to what
not,
point. What's well, the value of spying? We all laugh about the cell phone. Angela Merkel, we were listening, the NSA is listening to her tell her husband what she's going to make for dinner on herself, those sorts of things. But is there, where does it stop or does it? Is it impossible to stop this sort of thing now? That's the question.
Yeah.
People
I just think
dream.
You have to anticipate that there's going to be some level of this. We do it to other countries.
Right.
Russia does it to everyone. There are other
China
countries
does
in Europe
too.
Who
so
does
it. So there's no news here.
China
this has been going on forever is what you're saying.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that we have to, instead of crying about all of this, let's start thinking about how we can strengthen ourselves. I mean, the thing is, if you get burglarized in your home, do you sit in your living room and cry or do you call the police and do you get a burglar alarm? I mean, that's kind of, it's like, what do you do to take action? And I think it shows the importance of us, especially when it comes to computer technology, IT services. Those types of things are going to need to be so strong and so on point so that we can protect ourselves. And we talked about this yesterday. How silly if we know this is the landscape for us to want to move our election cycle online. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. Why would you do that? You're taking away the goodness. Today is election day in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. We're going to, it's a primary, going to whittle down all the candidates for mayor and council and those school committee, those sorts of offices, to two in each race. And it's an important thing, and a lot of people are not still understanding the importance of primaries. In fact, primaries are more important than the regular election.
In a lot of ways.
I maintain that all the time, and yet getting people to go out and vote, there's been a lot of media attention, a lot of there have been emails galore, there have been people knocking on doors. It's kind of great to see the activity, because that's really how the system should work. Should be all kinds of things that come together that get you to understand what the issues are, who the people are, and then get you to go out and vote. That's your privilege. That's your duty, I think, much as anything else. But if we make it so easy, I mean, there's the argument. Make it easier and more people will do it. Well, at some point, you got to take it seriously. What's it worth to you? Is it not worth any more time than you just go to your computer screen and vote? That's all it means to you? Or does it, do you want to go engage in the process? Do you want to get in your car and drive down to the polling place and look at the signs and see what it is that people are saying about these various candidates? At some point, it seems to me, we disengage because everything is so easy. We're going to have Walmart deliver the food to your house. What in the name of God do you need to do that for? I mean, that's asinine. It's more convenient.
I use grocery delivery. So does Jen. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
They're not getting into my house. I'll tell you that. There.
Do they come into your house or do they leave it out on the
Walmart? The refrigerator.
No, they don't.
Yeah, the, yeah, the,
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, the Walmart service that they're testing now is in conjunction with the home security system. So you have to get a passcode, and then you watch the person deliver into your house on your security, you know, on your iPhone or your whatever smartphone.
So how does that save you anything? You got to be glued.
You don't
the,
have to go grocery
know
shopping.
What, yeah. Well, so, but you got to be glued to a computer someplace so that when
no,
the guy
you,
knocks on
your
the
phone.
Door.
It pops okay. up on your smartphone.
So you still
so
have
you
to
be
dedicate
in a meeting.
Time to it.
You could, no, it's okay. How much time does it take someone to unpack some groceries? I mean,
me,
then
about
leave.
A half hour.
Oh, well, you're special.
All right, you need to work on
yeah,
that efficiency
I mean,
then.
Everyone else.
He does every blueberry one by one. You know?
Right. So, but for other people, you know, if you're watching
yeah,
your phone
for
a
person.
Few people, you know, for a few minutes on your phone, then you get to see the person go in and out and leave. And when your door is locked behind them, you know, you get a security alert that your house is secure. I think it's kind of awesome.
Really?
Yes. I don't like Walmart, but, I mean, if it was, you know, Amazon or something, I would trust it.
Uh-huh. Really? So you don't trust Walmart, but you do trust Amazon?
I don't like Walmart as a corporation, but that's a different,
well,
that's a different
but
story.
But that has to do with their politics. It doesn't have to do with whether, I mean, I don't like, I don't, it's
I've
not,
never
I don't
been to a Walmart.
Walmart.
So, yeah,
I've never been to Walmart either.
Right, so.
So how do we know, how we sound like a couple of people talking with paper butts? Because we've never been there.
I love no, going to Walmart. I'm just
no,
going to say it.
I'm saying I don't like the corporation. And it,
I understand
but,
that.
Right, but I'm not. I haven't said anything about the store itself. I've never been in one, so I don't have anything to base it on.
I'm gonna take you on a field trip. You don't know what you're missing. They have everything.
Yeah. I love Target. I've got a Target near me.
Oh, so good.
I had one of the guys that works on the farm needed a machete.
A what?
That's how you pronounce it. Machete.
A machete.
A machete. They're doing a lot of work on the grounds, and they're cutting. The brush and things, and they like to use machetes because it works best. It's long and it's and gets a lot of with each cut. It gets a lot of the vegetation.
It's so, long and it's strong and it's about to get a friction on. Oh, sorry.
you see what I meant, said a few minutes ago, ladies and gentlemen. It may start as a serious conversation, but it doesn't take long.
Sorry, when you whip out your machete, all I have to do is laugh a little bit.
Yeah, right. That's it. So. Anyway, the guys went online to find where there was a good machete, and it was at Walmart. And so I didn't go. I sent them to go get it because I'm not. And then I found myself wondering, why do I have this? What is there about Walmart that so turns me off? Am I a snob? Am I just I don't? What is there about it? I think what I used to feel like Jennifer, like Victoria did. There was a reason, and it was visceral in me. And now I can't remember what it was that made me feel so visceral about Walmart. It's like McDonald's. I don't go into McDonald's. But what
if you
is
play
there?
Your cards right, usually you can find a Walmart with a McDonald's in the front.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the one we have to look for.
Yeah, next time I'll check it out, Jennifer. But I you know, sometimes we forget why it is that, at least in my case, why it is that I don't want to go into these places. I mean, I do get it with McDonald's, but I'm not sure about Walmart. I got to think about that. It's 19 after the hour.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Windstorm.
Oh, hey, how's it going? It's me, Windstorm. Anywho, just wanted to check up, see if you had a good weekend. Oh, and by the way, I accidentally smashed all of your patio furniture into your house, and I can't pay for the damage. But mostly, I just wanted to check up, say hello, and hope you had a great weekend. Later, Gator.
Windstorms never pay for wind damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
We'll be right back.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri, on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could
stop. All right, 23 and change at the hour. Ed Sheeran is here, musically. This is our musical portion of every hour. We have 4 or 5 minutes devoted to music stories, music news. Ed Sheeran and Migos are set to perform at MTV's TRL revamp premiere. Does anybody ever wonder, well, MTV is music television.
Right.
What the hell is TRL?
Total Request Live.
And how do you know that?
Hosted that because we watched it.
Everybody would know that, except for me, I suppose.
Well, that's how Carson Daly, I mean, after that was like his first big TV gig.
Yeah. He's had, he's a radio guy that did make it. There are a lot of radio guys that try to make it in television that just don't. He's one of the guys that did.
Well, was he a radio guy before TV? He was pretty young when he started on TRL.
No, he was a jock when he was young.
Yeah.
Yeah, very young. Anyway, so tell me about this group Migos.
Are you a fan of them, Kara?
I don't know if I'm a fan. They're a hip-hop group that have gotten pretty big. They've featured on Katy Perry had a big song, Bon Appetit, that they were on. This is Calvin Harris that they've been on this song. I don't know. They do a lot of features. They're one of those groups.
So TRL is being revamped since Carson Daly hasn't done it for a while. He's been off the air for a while, I'm guessing.
Carson would look like a grandpa at this point.
He's in his 40s, so yeah.
I know, but like they've gone to like YouTube stars who are like 18 now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is, I guess maybe this is an example of it. This show that we're talking about, TRL Live, is going to be hosted by a fella called Young Fly, DC Young Fly.
Some sort of a YouTube musically kind
Internet.
Of person. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I feel, you know what, honest engine here, when I talk about these things, I know for the most part I want to sound like I know what I'm talking about and feel relevant, but when it comes to talking about an internet sensation named DC Youngfly, I guess I leave my hat at the door.
You know what, you don't have to, I don't even know who that is.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah, so you're not too out of the loop.
Oh, now I feel better. Okay. All right, I do know who Eminem is. And he's had a sort of storied career, and it's been itchy and scratchy sometimes. If you want to invest in his catalog, you can do that now. His new company called Royalty Flow, which plans to buy 15% slices of incoming streams of royalties derived from Eminem's music, with plans to buy other musical assets, take the company public. So is Eminem still that popular that somebody would do this as a sort of startup business?
Well,
expect to go public with it? My God.
I mean, the company's trying to raise a lot of money to get going, to be on the NASDAQ, but
yeah.
Eminem he's not really affiliated with this. This is like when Michael Jackson owned the Beatles catalog. I mean, this is essentially just a smart business move. I mean,
why doesn't he own it himself? I guess that would be my question.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah. Unless
he might own a portion of his money. Own stuff, but...
So, if you're a fan of Eminem, for an initial offering of $2,250, you can get 150 shares. So what is that? $15 a share.
Yeah.
Huh.
But he sold 172 million albums around the world. And so people play his songs all the time in movies, even if they're 10 or 15 years old. They still use his songs.
But what happens if something happens to him? He's the whole company.
No, it doesn't matter. It's not about him. It's just the music.
So is his music going to have that long-lasting impact that it'll be around for years, even if he's croaking?
It's already been around since... When did he get started? Early 2000s?
Before that. I would say 90s, I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Late 90s, maybe?
Yeah.
All right,
99,
folks, here's your retirement fund right here.
Yeah.
Take note. 28 past the hour.
It's funny. I remember back when you and Daddy had no money.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Stephan, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Jennifer Horn on the DJV Experience, continuing to experience stories that are impactful. I have a lot of time in the air. I actually enjoy being on an airplane much of the time, not all the time. Last night I was so tired I was going to go fall. I usually can fall asleep any place, but I couldn't fall asleep on the plane for whatever the reason. You know how you get to the point where you're so tired you can't sleep?
Yeah.
You ever feel like that? You just can't just, I usually
nod off.
Yep,
you're too keyed up. Yep.
Yeah. And part of it was, I'd had a lot of things to do yesterday during the day. The most exciting thing was spending time with Jennifer. But then there's the other stuff, and you run to the airport and you get on the plane. And I normally, as I say, like the experience. We ran into some really bad weather. We went around. The plane ride took about 20 minutes longer than it normally would because we had to go into the Dakotas to avoid a Midwestern storm. And so I came back around to looking at some information that is available today on how the system works. So at some point in time, I think you're going to, if you haven't already, Victoria, post this map. If you go to facebook.com/DJV show, you'll see a map of what's going on right now. This is a current map of planes in the air traveling over the United States. And when you look at it, it's fascinating because it represents about 3,000 planes that are in the sky over our country at any given moment during the day. And in fact, at some points during what we call drive time, but in mornings and afternoons and early evenings, there may be as many as 5,000 planes. Can you imagine the routes?
It looks very crowded.
Doesn't it, though, huh? And yet we don't have any real problems. And what I found out was that, you know, we were talking about the fact that with the end of the budget year comes a problem for certain departments that may not get fully funded, and the FAA is one of them, and so they're talking about having to furlough some of their employees, and how could that be because the skies are so busy. One of the things that automation has done, and this is, I guess, I suppose this is good as long as the automation, as long as it works, we're fine. The planes are not necessarily controlled anymore by the people who are at air traffic control that are talking to the pilots. They can influence it, but because of the technology in the airplanes and because of the technology on the ground, they can be followed. The planes are followed by what I guess is some kind of radar that in real time, if there was a problem on the plane, you can guide the plane to an airport, and actually some of the modern planes, you can almost land them, not quite. But so you wonder, look at the traffic, look at the planes and where they are and how they're flying into the various hubs. It's just pretty amazing that nothing, this is the, and by the way, this spaghetti represents the safest mode of travel that we know of. That's really what more than
which
anything
is amazing.
Else grabs you
when you look at the video. Yeah, it's crazy.
This is the safest form of transportation and travel known to man. And it requires that you be 5 miles above the surface of the planet in order to be safe. Think about that for a second. The safest place to be when it comes to traveling is 5 miles above the surface of the planet.
Because you have less traffic. You have to deal with
it. But you look at this stuff, you think, my God, look at all those, look at the planes everywhere, especially going in and out of the hubs. Look at the planes going in and out of Miami, Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, Detroit, look at Denver and Los Angeles. My God, look at the traffic going in. And this is just domestic travel, by the way. This doesn't tell you what's coming in from other countries. So anyway, but the point of this is just for you to use your imagination and think about how many planes there are in the sky, where they're going, where they've come from, and
this
all of the
scare people,
electronic
actually.
Devices that are on. Well, you look at that, and it's very sobering. It really is. And so then you think back.
I told you about what your iPhone can do, right, Dougie?
No.
You can point your phone. You can use Siri and point your phone at an airplane, and it'll tell you where it's going, where it's coming from, and the flight number and the airline.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you used it?
Yep. It's fun. Yeah. What app? What's that called? The app?
All you have to use is Siri. Just
oh, Siri. Where's that plane going? Yep.
Oh, cool.
And point your
you know,
phone
one of the things though, there's an observation that's made here that is worth mentioning, and I don't want to spend, because some people like to fly, some people do a lot, some people just do it once a year on their vacation or whatever. But this now this scam of taking your bags, you know, you can check your bags and pay for them, or you can take a chance if you only have one bag and bring it to the gate. But if you're not in groups 1 through 5 or however the airlines do it, if you're in the last group getting on the plane, guaranteed they're going to take your bag from you and put it underneath. And that's something I've just noticed in the last couple of years. You've noticed that? That now, if you, especially if you're on some of the smaller planes like a 737, the narrow aisles, and they don't have enough over, it would seem to me that they, as they design these new planes, there ought to be room for at least one bag for everybody who gets on the plane. Wouldn't you think that? But they're cramming so many more seats into the plane, that's really what's going on. And what you don't think about it, oh, I used to be able to carry my bag on. What happened? They jammed more seats into the plane,
yeah.
So that there's not enough room for all the bags. And nobody will explain that to you, but that's really what's going on. And it kind of, takes away from the experience, because when you land, if you get your bags in less than a half hour, you're doing very well, depending on the airport. If you, like at LAX, it's maddening. Boston's worse. Sit there for 45 minutes just while they unload the bags. And that's time in your life. Think about it that way. The kind of time in your life that they're taking away from you by being inefficient. Anyway, so that's from the food for thought department. Let's get to the Patriots and why they are apologizing for charging $4.50 for a bottle of water. Tom Brady has a new book about how to live well. Is that not the case? What's the name of the book? Anybody know?
I think T12 or something like that. It's his brand.
I saw it when I went through the airport yesterday. I didn't pay much attention. I just saw his picture on the cover of the book, but I didn't look to see what the book was about or what the title was. So it's a book, and in the book he warns readers, quote, even when you use tap water for steaming vegetables, it's better to filter it first. And then somebody decided to go to the concession stand and ask why it is that they charge $4.50 for their water when their star quarterback is telling fans not to drink it. So, Brenda, you're the Brady fan here, I think, Jennifer. What else is there to this?
Yeah, so in this book, he's talking about how tap water is horrible. Well, Sunday, the Patriots ran out of bottled water at Gillette Stadium at the concession stands, and they decided to charge $4.50 for tap water, even after Tom Brady said, don't drink that stuff. The temperature's been very high across the East Coast. It hit 86 degrees in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And the team doubled its inventory of water bottles for Sunday's game. That was almost four times the inventory for an average game. When that supply ran dry, fans started asking for cups of tap water, according to numerous tweets, and so they were charged $4.50 or $5 per soda cup. CBS Boston collected a series of fan complaints, including one man who spent $45 on bottled water at the game. When contacted by the news station, the Patriots said they were sorry. They said, quote, we apologize. That should not have happened. It is the first time that I've ever heard that complaint. Here we are looking into the matter to ensure it doesn't happen again. It's so ridiculous, these stadiums. I told you guys I went to a Dodger game over the weekend, and I paid $7 for a small Diet Coke.
Wow. That is crazy.
$7.
That's another reason people are not going to go to the games. They're losing.
You can't afford this kind of stuff.
No, who can afford to go?
Jen, you sort of did take a whole family with you.
I
two kids and a fiance. $68
for one beer, one water, two small sodas, four hot dogs, and peanuts.
$68.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
If you go to Costco, a soda and a hot dog is $1.50, just to put it in perspective.
Yeah. So, what's the old business about killing the goose that laid the golden egg? How much of this, it becomes offensive? And so,
it's like movie theaters. Do you want families to be able to afford a movie night or not? Yeah. You know, it's crazy.
I went to the Arclight Theater in Hollywood the other night. And it was $16.50 for a senior ticket, even. And I think I pay $10.50 for those tickets here. I always buy two. Meredith gets.
Now we're even losing the perks of becoming a senior.
Yeah.
Jeez, may as well give up.
Yeah. All right. Here's something not to give up on: better sleep for brighter days. The perfect pillow for the best sleep. I have circled my pillow in my mind, and you should circle my pillow in your mind as well. In order to get a good night's rest, you gotta have a pillow that supports your neck. If you find yourself stuffing and piling the pillows for support, moving it around even while you're in bed asleep or supposed to be asleep, and you don't have a my pillow, your my pillow will stay cool. Your my pillow will stay in place all night. Your my pillow will give your head and your neck support like no other pillow. Your my pillow will help you fall asleep faster. Stay asleep longer. Wake up refreshed like never before. Stop sweating. Stop swearing. Get the special deal on these new pillows, no matter what, Once a year, you should replace your pillows. So that's where you start. How long have you had your pillows? If you had them longer than a year, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and save 50% off the price of a four-pillow pack. Yep, four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off the four-pack price. Use the promo code DJV. You get a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can wash these puppies in the machine. They dry. This is something you won't get with other pillows, and they're made in our country. So buy your replacement pillows at MyPillow.com/DJV.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4747 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4747. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4747.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, how many people here like Gene Simmons from Kiss? Raise your hands, please.
I do. I flirted with him.
Did you? Oh, that's right, too. That wasn't that long ago.
No.
Yeah. He tweeted on his account about his mother. The wisest person I ever met continues to be my mother, he writes. She survived the concentration camp at 14. The rest of her family was killed. Her perspective on life is, quote, every day above ground is a good day. So reach for the stars. As long as there's nobody trying to kill you, what have you got to lose? You can't fail. And Simmons goes on to write, and she's right. She also taught me that success is only temporary. She still doesn't understand who pays me and why I have so much money. She can't fathom that. When I showed her the first check for $10 million that I earned, she didn't know what $10 million was, or whether it was $10,000 or $100,000. She looked at it, looked like a large number, and so she said, "That's wonderful. Now, what are you going to do?" She's right. You knock somebody out, you're the champion of the world. That's great. Now, what are you going to do next? And I think that's sort of the reason I'm reading this is because I feel this way myself. Every day is a challenge. We have good days. We have better days. We have fabulous days. But there's always tomorrow. And so what do you do with your today when it comes to tomorrow? Because today, tomorrow is yesterday, right? When you think of what did you do yesterday that you were proud of? What can you do today? I like to think at the end of every radio program that we've really had a good day. We've really done a lot to help people out feel better and understand what's going on in the world from all kinds of perspectives. So, anyway, the classic words, the immortal words of Gene Simmons. 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now 53 after the hour, time for a biz check. Ready for that, Victoria? Carrie, you ready?
Biz check.
Check what's going on in the world of business. Target in the news today because they're raising their minimum wage to $11 an hour. And over the next couple of years, it'll go to $15 an hour, which is good news for the company, its employees. Means the company is healthy. It's being, I guess, under this circumstance, I would call it relevant. I'm not in favor of a minimum wage, but that aside, you can discount that because I'm guessing that in order to get good people, see, this is what retail, I find Target to be a really sharp. We were talking about Walmart. I don't find their reputation makes me think that they're sharp. But what I find when I go into a Target store is it looks like the place is run by people who are sharp. I get that when I go into TJ Maxx as well. Do you in the home goods store? It looks like and feels like people who are running the store, who are in the store, working with you know, it's like going to Home Depot. You never find anybody. But when you go to a Target store, you can always find somebody in a Target store to talk to and ask a question. And what I hear from my friends who go to Walmart, you never can find anybody in there either to help you. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't have the experience, so
There's a Target right near my parents, and when we're down there pretty much every weekend in the summer, I'm in there all the time, and I find that everyone is super attentive, really friendly who works there. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is why, because they're getting paid like $5 more than the average, the federal minimum wage.
And
it attracts better employees.
Victoria, they also, over the Christmas season, are going to hire 100,000 more hourly workers. Can you imagine the size of a company that would hire 100,000? And they wonder, is that what's going on at TJ Maxx and Marshall's? Is that what's going on at some of the other big department stores? Are they going to hire that kind of 100,000?
I don't think so. If you think about it, I mean, so many other department stores are just closing. I don't think they're really adding to the staff. Yeah, and Macy's. And
so this must say something about a whole bunch of stuff when it comes to Target. This is not an ad for Target.
Right.
It just is a reality check as to how they run the company and how it, in this circumstance, provides results, it would seem.
Do you know who owns Target? Like, who is their, there's a parent company or something,
it used to
right?
be, the, yeah, but it was a different name, and it was kind of a schlocky store. When there's two guys that run it, and I, at least the last time I remember, but they took over another company, a chain, kind of like Kohl's took over Bradley's. Bradley's used to be a, you remember Bradley's? Is that, anybody ring a bell with anyone?
No, I've never heard of that.
Bradley's was a chain of department stores, kind of like Kmart, mm-hmm. I would say. Bradley's like Kmart, and they just disappeared because people don't want to love. Look what's happening to the Kmart stores. Nobody, who goes to
closing.
A Kmart store? I don't know anybody.
The one that was near me where I grew up, it closed. It was one of the ones that, you know, didn't Sears buy Kmart?
Well, the guy who runs the hedge fund, Ed Lambert, who runs the hedge fund that bought out Kmart, is a real estate play. He was buying leases and land, and that's where the value is now with those stores. Same thing with Sears. Hmm. And he's not a merchant. The people who run TJ Maxx are merchants. The people who run Target, they're merchants.
Right.
They know how to run that business. He doesn't know anything about running that business. He doesn't have anybody around him. You'd think he'd want to keep, I don't know if Kmart has much value, but my God, when you think about the panache, or is that the right, the cachet is probably the better word, that Sears has, look at the history of that company. Sears Roebuck and Company. Wow. What a history.
Yeah, well, it is history now.
He's fritted it away.
Yep. Right. It's interesting. I'm just looking really quick on the Wikipedia page for Target. It actually started in 1902, and it was called Goodfellow Dry Goods back then. Yeah,
but there was another name in between. Before it was Target, what was the most recent name for it? Thank you for going there.
Let's see. It was also called J.J. Hudson Company, the Dayton-Hudson Corporation,
Dayton-Hudson,
I guess.
Dayton-Hudson. Yep. Midwestern. It's a Midwestern operation.
But you know, to me, the net of all of this, with department stores and retail, to me, there is one thing and one thing only that has set Target, in my generation at least, so far above everyone else, and it's branding. They have had the best branding. They've had the best TV commercials. They have that bullseye that you know no matter where you see it. Oh, that's Target.
The dog.
Then the dog.
The little rascal.
It's
dog.
True.
Yeah.
The little dog and the bullseye and everything is red and white. It's branding. Yeah. It's genius.
Yep, yeah. It is. Very smart. Good for them. They deserve to have the business that they have because they're running the company well. 59 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.